Why did the organization choose to leave you at Mississippi again this year?
I think that's where I was planned on going. I mentally was ready to come back because I only had a month of experience here last year. And I think they just wanted to get me some more seasoning here. I think that's where I was going to start the year to begin with.
Okay. Were there any skills that you were asked to improve upon during your time in Mississippi?
Yeah, this season I'm kind of working on being more even-keeled, you know, more consistent starts. Last year I was kind of up and down, Jekyll and Hyde kind of season. I'm also trying to just become a more consistent pitcher.
One of the things that I noticed when I was looking at your stats is that your strikeouts and walks per nine innings were just really outstanding. Do you consider yourself more of a strikeout pitcher or someone that pitches the contact?
My game plan is to pitch the contact because my game plan when I go out there is to go deep as I can into games, and that's one of the things I've been working on. But if the opportunity does present itself, you know, a 1-2-0-2 count, I do like to go after a strikeout if it's there.
Gotcha. I recently saw you pitch in Chattanooga. Just based on what I saw from the radar gun, some of your higher velocity pitches were in the 87 to 91 mile an hour range. On that particular evening, you seem to be getting lots of strikeouts with off-speed pitches that look like maybe a curveball or a changeup. Do you typically go to those off-speed pitches in strikeout situations?
Not really. When you saw me in Chattanooga, it was probably one of my worst starts of the season, if not my worst. I didn't really feel good on the mound that day. But, you know, it depends on what the hitter shows me to what I try and go after them with for the strikeout. I do like to put hitters away with my fastball, though, but my slider, I guess, would be my out pitch.
Okay. And I was looking at your minor league stats, and it looks like you've given up almost one hit per inning throughout your minor league career. What have you done to really try to make sure that you keep your ERA under 4 runs per game?
You know, I try and scatter the hits throughout the game. You know, sometimes they cluster them, but you just got to pitch when you're in jams, you know. You can't worry about the hitters that are on base. You just got to pitch through a jam if you get into one.